Example, extract 0.
Well, the statistical controversy of the week was provoked by the government's release of figures purporting to show a dramatic fall in knife attacks against young people. The statistics seemed to demonstrate that the government's initiative on knife crime had worked. But then the head of the UK Statistics Authority came out on Friday last week and criticised the government for releasing what he called unchecked and selective data. And on Monday, the Home Secretary, Jackie Smith, was forced to apologise to Parliament for being too quick off the mark. Well, I'm joined by More or Less's producer, Innes Bowen. Innes, take us back to the beginning here.
OK, back to the beginning. In June this year, the government launched what it called the Tackling Knives Action Programme. And one of the main aims of that programme was to reduce the number of teenagers killed or seriously wounded from knife crime.
Extract number one.
The passengers on the US Airways plane that was ditched into the Hudson River in New York this week have been talking about the experience. All 155 of those on board survived. But what does such an experience do to you? Mercedes Ramirez Johnson survived a plane crash in 1995. She was one of only four of the 160 on board to survive. I spoke to her about it earlier and asked what she remembered about the crash.
Really, it was just the last 10 to 15 seconds where we as passengers knew that something was wrong. And in those 10 to 15 seconds, it seemed to be like an eternity.
Extract number two.
The Spallona plant was flooded by the waters of the River Elbe during the floods across Central Europe earlier this month. Officials from Unipetrol, the company which owns the plant, said a pipeline was damaged during clean-up work and hundreds of kilograms of highly poisonous chlorine gas were released. 80 tons of the less toxic liquid chlorine also leaked out. Chlorine, which can be used to sterilize drinking water, is lethal in high concentrations and can also cause respiratory problems and burn the eyes and skin. The head of the commission investigating the flood damage, Jan Papez, said the seepage from the factory could cause a disaster comparable to the accident at the Chernobyl nuclear plant in 1986.
Extract number three.
Now, the popularity of some films that portray historical figures and events is producing once again that debate about the responsibility of directors. Frost Nixon, Valkyrie Che, all put real events, people on the screen. Now, naturally, some people have taken issue with the interpretation in all of them. Dr. Saul David, Professor of War Studies at Buckingham University, says there is a real danger in reinterpreting history for effectively entertainment on the screen. Dr. David, what do you see as the problem here? Because, of course, it's always been there since the movies began to some degree, hasn't it?
Yes, and I think you have to accept a certain amount of artistic license is going to be used. The question is, how is it used?
Extract number four.
Some homeowners who face repossession will be able to ask the government to buy part or all of their home so that they can stay in it as tenants. At least that's the thinking behind a new scheme being brought out across England today. It'll be run by housing associations and is aimed at the 6,000 most vulnerable households. The Housing Minister, Margaret Beckett, joins us now. Good morning.
Good morning.
The Council of Mortgage Lenders says there's going to be 75,000 repossessions this year. Which 6,000 of those are going to be eligible for this scheme?
Well, that's a sort of impossible question. I can't tell you which families. What I can tell you is that this is a scheme to help the most vulnerable families who, if they lose their home and it's repossessed, would have a legal right to be rehoused by their local authority.
Extract number five.
North Korean state television makes no secret of the crisis. Nothing is more pressing than solving the people's food problem, the country's leader is quoted as saying. No sign of a food problem here, though. These organised tourist trips are often the only way for journalists to get access to North Korea. In fact, it's pretty lavish hospitality on offer for the few paying visitors who do make the journey inside this secretive state. But these are highly restricted tours, and there is growing evidence that North Korea's food crisis is becoming increasingly acute.